As the U.S. shifts to cleaner sources of energy, the coal industry is drying up and West Virginia is suffering. The state now has the highest rate of unemployment, 6.9% in October compared to the 5% rate nationally. It also has the highest rate of drug overdoses in the nation. But a few years ago, a young man named Brandon Dennison decided to return home to West Virginia to try to boost the collapsing economy. Dennison founded the Coalfield Development Corporation, and this year he's one of 10 winners of the J.M. Kaplan Innovation Prize for his company's Reclaim Appalachia project. He joins us now from Charleston, West Virginia. Brandon, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
So give us a thumbnail about this region in southern West Virginia where we're talking about. How has the decline of the coal industry affected cities and towns?
It's a really scary time in West Virginia right now. There's this sense that things are kind of collapsing around us. I think you gave some rough stats there, but the most jarring for me is that drug overdose. And the stat about that really indicates a complete loss of hope and no sense of a brighter future. And so that's what we're really up against. But West Virginia is a beautiful place. It's a culturally rich place. And so Reclaim Appalachia is all about trying to, rather than looking outside for a white knight to come in and save us, we're trying to build on the assets we do have and to reclaim that Appalachian spirit of craftsmanship to build the brighter future ourselves with our own hands.
Well, tell me about your Reclaim Appalachia project and how it works.
So it started with empty buildings. We have a lot of empty buildings because we've had a lot of out-migration. We have a lot of out-of-town, out-of-state landlords that aren't keeping up these properties. And we realized that everybody looked at these buildings like problems, but there was real opportunity in these buildings. And even though some of them had to come down, they had to be torn down because they were safety hazards, there were really good materials, valuable materials that could be reclaimed out of these buildings. And that would create local jobs, and it also had a green benefit because we kept all those materials out of the landfill. But we hire unemployed young adults to do that. Our trainees work what we call a 33-6-3 model every week. 33 hours a week they're working, paid, just like they would work for any other business, and that's a valuable experience for them. 6 hours a week they're in the community college classroom working towards an associate's degree. And 3 hours a week we do life skills coaching, like how to manage their money, time management, goal setting, teamwork, leadership, healthy living, really, really important so-called soft skills. So it's a 30-month contract. And at the end of their 30 months, they've earned an associate's degree, they've had valuable work experience, they've earned professional certifications, and then we work with the network of private employers to place them and start their career.
Give me an example of someone who's in your program now.
Absolutely. So we have a young person right now from Lincoln County, West Virginia, and was literally homeless at the time that he came on board with us. And the reason he was homeless was he found himself in a really toxic home environment and a lot of drugs involved there. And so this young man, we had a lot of challenges at first until we really figured out that we needed to address what was going on at home and really build up some of those emotional human resources. And ever since we've done that, he's thriving. He's enrolled full-time in community college, and he's really a great success story.
Brandon, West Virginia has been through hard times before, but as we noted, it also leads the nation in drug overdoses. There's a loss of hope on some level in some parts of the state. That must make your job incredibly hard right now. You're doing this during a very difficult time.
It does. I mean, a lot of what we're up against here is cynicism and fatalism in this sense that it's been bad, it's bad now, it's always going to be bad. And, you know, when I first came up with the idea, I was pitching my business plan, and this guy literally laughed in my face. And he said, "You're never going to find anybody that wants to work in southern West Virginia." And in fact, when we did our first round of interviews, we were recruiting crew members. We went to the vocational teacher's office, and I said, "I'm looking for some people to call." And he opened his file cabinet and just went through one folder after another, the last 3 years of his graduates, and just said, you know, unemployed, unemployed, on drugs, you know, car accident, injured in the mines, and it was just a very difficult situation. But if you get below the surface, you'll find some very resilient, very resourceful people that are finding a new way forward.
Well, congratulations on winning $175,000 from the J.M. Kaplan Fund's Innovation Prize. What are you going to do with the prize money?
Thank you. We're thrilled. We're honored. We're going to continue to grow. One of the things we're exploring, we have mountaintop removal. You know, it's this particularly aggressive form of mining whereby the tops of mountains are blown up to extract the coal easier, quicker, cheaper. And we have over 300,000 acres of mountains flattened and over 1,200 miles of stream bed covered up. And so what we're looking at is how to reclaim Appalachia, how to reclaim these strip mine sites, how to build the soil base back up, how to look at renewable energy projects, solar and wind, and farming and agriculture. And so we're going to, with the Kaplan Fund, we're really going to try and innovate with these environmental hazards to convert those liabilities into assets.
Brandon, good luck to you. Brandon Dennison is founder of Reclaim Appalachia, part of the Coalfield Development Corporation, for which he's executive director. Brandon, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.